Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, for the most, the man who's been sick and damn tired talking about politics for the last 4 years on this show. I am the Hot Rod. I'm on the phone line. He waited online for hours, singing and dancing out in the cold and the rain, singing Kumbaya, let's get Trump back in. What, Saturday when he was online voting? I give you the one and only Sean Black. Everyone.
Good grief. Are you trying to incite violence?
Me?
Yes, Sean Black is not in the building once again. And don't mind anything this fool said. But I will say, though, you voted early yourself, right?
Well, I had no choice because on Sunday, Lady T was texting me like crazy, threatening me to go out and vote or she would kick my ass. And right now she's on the phone line still to make sure that I went to vote the other day or I had to pay the price for Lady T. So to answer your question fully, yes, I voted thanks to Lady T.
Hi, I Lady said T. Stand by and vote, Hot Rod.
Yes.
Oh, yes, she did.
How
you want to play? You think I'm joking? She was very serious.
I can tell by the giggle that she was serious.
She didn't tell me who to vote.
There's the serious giggle, and then there is the laugh of doom. She didn't give you the laugh of doom. She gave you the serious giggle. So, yeah.
All right. Before we get started, I'll never forget what Brother B said on the show a couple of weeks ago, how this man had basically changed a lot of things, whether for some people for the better or for the worse. It changed the format of our shows, because three topics we have talked so much about on the show the last couple of years since we started has been cop killing black, unarmed black men, lately the coronavirus, and Trump. Now, fortunately, tonight is all three topics on that. Go figure. Yeah. Hopefully, after next week, we get the results, and we can finally get rid of this talking about Trump all the time. But I have a strong feeling we're not going to stop talking about Trump, but something will happen. Some people say something from his play card and make us talk about him again. But let's get right into it. What is your final thoughts? Who do you think is going to win? Why? And if Trump do win, will you be shocked by it?
I'll start with the not shocked by it if he does win. I'm not sure how I feel if he does win due to the fact of everything that he's putting out there. If I don't win, I think you guys should do this, that. Are we living under a dictatorship or what's going on? You know what I mean? So did you really win if you won, or did you win by threats? As far as who I think, I would pray Biden would win because I can't see us doing another 4 years. This has felt like the longest 4 years of my life. It feels like four decades.
It's,
I just want it to be over.
Like you always said on the show, it's draining. You drain.
It is. It's draining.
Draining.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond draining. I don't know how much more draining it could get. Can we survive another 4 years? I'm not sure what that would look like because I could see him, if he's winning, gloating, and everybody that didn't follow directions before will be getting payback. So it's like, I don't know. It'll be a nightmare. I'm just going to hope, you know, the ballots are not getting counted on time. I hope y'all do know. Y'all not going to know on Wednesday. I hope nobody really believes that realistically. You know what I mean?
I told Sean Black we were about to do the show Wednesday a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, wait a minute. We're not gonna know the results until like maybe a week later if we're lucky. So
I was thinking like a, a month or something, but I'll be realistic and maybe think by Monday we'll know. I don't know. I just don't see. I see a lot of chaos with this. I don't know. This is the messiest election ever. I don't know.
Well, we also have to remember, we already know that the votes are never calculated all on election day. I think most people think that election day is over with. You stay up until like 2 in the morning, and then we find out who wins. You're not going to find out anything for days and days. And remember, when Trump got elected in 2016, we had to wait officially until sometime in December for all of the Electoral College votes to get tabulated, because there was a discrepancy in one of the states as far as what votes were coming in, how many votes were left, et cetera, et cetera. So we didn't know anything until like the first week of December, second week of December. So for those that think that just because tomorrow is Election Day and your voting polls close at 8 or 9 o'clock, depending on where you are, you're going to be up for a while. I mean, and even if you stay up till 2, 3 in the morning, like we're all figuring out, it's going to be a few days before we know hide or hair of what's going on. So,
and can
be prepared.
I just say something with that, Sean Black, with what you just said in Hot Rod also? Today I was watching the morning news segment. So they were showing, what are you going to be eating for election days? The nachos, the hot wings, they had. And I was like, hold up. Are we talking about Super Bowl, or are we talking about this ratchet election that's about to go down? Because I was, very annoyed that people are, real cool and comfortable, and this is exciting. And I'm just this is going to be a nightmare.
No, let me see to your point, pass it to you, Sean Black. I just saw a commercial before we were on the air for a vodka. Yes, it was a vodka commercial. Don't say anything, Sean Black. But it was telling you, don't do this, don't do that. But basically, don't play any drinking games on the mission night tomorrow. And I'm like, wait a minute. A vodka commercial? Like, this is a Super Bowl or something? Isn't this something that's very important to us overall? And they're telling you how to be careful to drink on election night. I'm like, really? I never thought of having drinking games on election night. President got Porter, President Biden got Biden. Oh, let's drink to that. Oh, Trump got one concert. Let's drink to that. I'm like, really?
It's sad because it really shows the state of mind about the majority of people in this world. And when I saw that, I was like, this is some real weirdo crap that we're even broadcasting this on the news like that, as if this is some form of entertainment. This is our life before us. You understand what I'm saying? And are we taking it seriously? I don't know.
Apparently not. But go ahead, Sean.
Yeah. I think the slogan was vote responsibly, which I think you don't necessarily need to have a vodka commercial to tell you to vote responsibly in the beginning. The last thing you should be doing is going to the voting polls drunk anyway. You might just vote for Daffy Duck. Who knows? I see right now where you're coming from as far as that there's kind of like a lot of these companies are trying to take advantage of what's going on to try to lighten things up. But this, you want to be in the right mindset based on the last 3 3/4 years of this administration and all of the things that have happened within this election cycle. I think the last thing anybody wants to do is just, chill out with some food and sit down with some wings and, drink a beer or whatever is the case. There are some people that want to see this and then look at the chaos ensue in front of them. But I think the message of the ad is to try to make light of the situation. And it's funny, and it puts celebrities in it, and it was going to be funny, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think if we come November 4th or 5th or 6th and the quote-unquote wrong decision is voted in, I think you're going to see a lot of people are going to probably want something a little harder than alcohol, if you understand where I'm coming from.
Well, that's why you got weed. Duh. To get high, to forget about it. Whatever the choice is.
Oh, there's no way to forget about any of this. It's going to take at least 15 to 20 years to forget about the last election, and that'll never happen.
Remember back in 2016 when we talked about the last election, the day after we found out Trump won, we said New York was never so quiet since 9/11. Even 9/11 made more noise than the day we found out Trump won the election. Everyone in New York was silent. The city that never sleeps, that always making noise 24/7, was actually quiet. Because why? It's shock mode. But it's come to a point now, I'm going to tell you the truth right now, in my opinion, Trump will win. Biden should win. But basically, I know Sean will tell me about the polls and this and that and that, the numbers. I could tell you right now, Sean, I don't care. I care about the final results. Don't tell me about, don't waste my time about the damn polls. Even though it's different from 2016. I'm not because of hate. I'm not because of trauma. I know, Sean, the last 4 years you have told me all the wrong things Trump have done. And we say this many times. If Obama did one of our 2 million things Trump have done, Obama would be crucified. But like my boss told me earlier, why Trump will win? It's 2020. It's 2020. Everything else has gone wrong in 2020. Why not Trump win? Let's keep the flow going. It's nonstop. That's why Trump will win. It's 2020.
Oh,
well, there's nothing
the
more
year that never ends, right?
And you know which boss? You know which boss I'm talking about, but I can't say on the air.
Yeah, I
told me. That person told me it's 2020. That's why he's going to win. Nothing that makes sense in this year alone. So why not Trump to win? Well, go ahead, Sean.
I guess we're still in the Twilight Zone mode, I guess.
Exactly.
As many times as we even had this conversation off air a bunch of times. And like you said, I usually will bring up some statistics. I bring up some stuff and then try to use that to back up a particular point that I have. No matter how many stats, how much fact I bring up, it's not going to amount to a hill of beans if people don't go out and vote. So the fact that we've had literally 99 million early voters vote in already, and they're talking about we may potentially by the end of this election have well over 150 to 160 million votes tabulated.
That's good.
That in and of itself is absolutely amazing. But it also belies how bad it was in the previous election in the sense of this, that if you figure 99 million people votes, their votes have gone in, that's literally almost half of all of registered voters in this country right now. But it also shows you that there's only 73% of people that voted in 2016. So that shows you the people that didn't vote in the last election ended up getting us to the point that we're in now. So if you're looking, if you're one of those people that are pragmatist and you're looking at something, well, maybe this may be what I'm looking for. Maybe that's what you're looking for. If you're a pessimist and you're the person that's looking at everything else, and just like Hot Rod just stated, I don't care about stats. Trump is going to win because it's 2020 and it's the year of the devil or whatever people have been saying.
I didn't hear any of your numbers. I didn't hear any of your numbers. I zoned out. I'm sorry.
Literally to boil it all down, it's not going to make a difference. Whatever numbers I throw out, how many people have going out to vote, is not going to make a difference unless people go to the polls and vote. And I think what we've seen are a good number of people, many more people than voted in the previous election, showed up to vote, irregardless of who they're voting for.
Well, so for once, you never give him credit, but I have to give him credit. Trump, you have to give Trump credit. He made people vote, whether you're for him or against him. You have to admit, Trump made people go out and vote. And that's a good thing, bad thing at the same time.
It's not something.
What about the people that stayed home, going to stay home because they don't want to vote for either one? What about those?
Well, I think that you have that in every election.
Yeah.
But the problem is that there was more empathy in this election, as far as you know, the last election, a lot of people didn't vote, and look what happened. Now we know, as far as irregardless of the president's base. The majority of the country can't stand Trump. That's been proven through whatever the issue is. But the issue is the people that don't care for Trump in the last election, they didn't vote. And so what you're seeing now are the people, like I said, regardless of Republican or Democrat or whoever, they're going out there in droves to vote. Mostly because, like you said, Hot Rod, the president has unified a ton of people to get up off their behinds and go to the polls and vote. The reason why? One of two things. You're either on the camp that thinks that, well, if Trump gets in, it's four more years and democracy is in the toilet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or if you're on the other side, you're looking at it as, oh, man, if we get this guy out of office, we can finally get a little better to where we need to go. So on either side, it's not going to make a difference. He's unified the country either for him or against him, but he's literally unified the country to tell them to get up and vote.
Yeah, and Sean Black, if we ever find the results, I don't care what time it is, like 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to call you and wake you up when we find out Trump wins, and I have to tell the words in your ears, I told you so. So be prepared.
Like you did last time.
Oh, me? Yeah, but last time I was drunk. I'm not going to lie.
Of course.
I had so much vodka that last time. But, Lady T, are you impressed that we have so many people voted already before the election?
No. I'm not impressed by it at all. I just wanted to work out without Trump being our president. I'm not impressed.
Yeah, but the people that didn't vote or are not going to vote, as you guys say all the time, they're the ones that should not complain for the outcome of this election, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to complain anyway, right?
Yeah, like, we're going to have that.
So well, that's just the way the country is.
Yeah, but that's mind-boggling. Like, okay, you don't like the people who run for president, but you don't vote. Like Sean Black said all the time, you pick your poison. Either you want a piece of crap or diarrhea, either or. It's like, it's very, my father always told me, you can't please everybody, unfortunately. And I think that's the case in this. You can't please everybody. But now, I want to go vote. I forgot what day I want to go vote. But there was line of people, and they all was like telling me, yeah, we need to get this MF out. We need to get this MF out. Is it right? Now, I'm talking about voter suppression because Sean and I talk about this over the weekend of the long lines of waiting for voting. And, a lot of people don't have patience to wait on hours.
Hold on one second.
Hours.
I'm sorry, Hot Rod, to cut across you, but aren't we living in a COVID pandemic? Wouldn't you expect it to be long line in hours? We wait long line in hours to the post office and stuff. I'm like, are we thinking realistically?
I agree 100%, but that's the complaint. You for bringing that up. But people don't see it that way. People see voting as an in and out situation. It's like, well, exactly what you just said about waiting online in the post office. Same thing as you wait online for Great Adventure 3 hours to go on a 2-minute roller coaster ride or Walt Disney World where you wait hours and hours. People have no problem with that, right? In the hot sun in Walt Disney in Orlando. When the minute you talk about 3 hours online to vote, oh, hell no. It's like, once again, where's our priorities at over here? You will wait online for a roller coaster ride for your excitement, but something that will affect you and your children and your grandchildren next 4 or 8 years, you're willing to do that. And as we say all the time, you will wait online for Jordan sneakers or whatever, but you won't wait online to vote.
I think when you're looking at, I think that the people that have gone out to vote, that the increased urgency to vote is sort of what happened during the midterm election. Because remember, going into the midterms, the Republican Party had the House and the Senate. So it was a matter of, is this president going to have the House and the Senate throughout his entire presidency? So so that the things that he wanted to have go through would go in unchecked. And the things that Democrats wanted to help out their constituency and parts of the country wouldn't go through at all because everything would be thrown away, not looked at seriously, et cetera, et cetera. So now that was the referendum.
That's happening right now.
What we see, and the reason why I'm bringing that up now is this election is the referendum on not just the halfway point, but the entirety of this whole administration, from the coronavirus to children in cages, quote unquote, all of the stuff that's gone on with the economy, the racial strife that's happened in this country, guns and violence and all of those things, all of those are the totality of everything is what is here on the ballot. And if you're affected in any way, shape, or form, that referendum were those people that got up early and voted. Now, going before this election, we'd heard that you could actually vote early. You can go out and vote early. But no one really thought about doing it. It was something that happened in other parts, mostly because people are either, you know, bedridden, they can't go out, so they would do the absentee vote. We didn't actually think we would be doing it.
They did it because of the pandemic.
The pandemic helped do that. Yes. But now, because of all of the things that this president has done, or at least attempted to do, to stifle and stack the deck in his favor when it comes to voting, people don't even have trust in a lot of the ways of how to get the vote across. We're talking about those same mail-in ballots. People didn't want to go ahead and mail anything off because, as we talked about weeks ago, we saw what the president tried to do to get the postmaster general, who was a Trump donor, to get the post office to get rid of overtime, to slow down the mail, make sure that ballots wouldn't get counted when this thing started to happen. We talked about the Supreme Court justice getting in, being sworn in, knowing that at some point, if it got to it, the ballots and the voting would have to go up to the Supreme Court, which is now overwhelmingly conservative-leaning now. So all of that is the referendum on the election, and that's why we're seeing the surge of people out there. I think they don't feel they trust a regular, normal election cycle that they have to do this early.
Okay, Lady T, I sent this tweet out to Sean Black earlier, and it says, it feels crazy that the Republican strategy is to delay the mail, imitate voters, refuse ballots, and use the Supreme Court to steal the election. And the Democrat strategy is just to vote. Do you feel that what's going on with the Republican side, they're trying everything in their power to win this election, while the Democrats is using the basic method, just to vote?
Which should be used. That's what we're supposed to, just to vote. It's going to be a winner and a loser. We know that. So why are they acting like priests or losers already, though? With every tactic that they're trying, what did they say? Stand by and something, whatever, in terms of war?
Stand back and stand by.
Yeah, war term. You know what that means. Like, come on, stop it. And people will be afraid in certain red states. We don't know what's going on because the news isn't broadcasting it to us like that, what's going on in the red states. You know what I mean? Are they bullying over there?
And Hot Rod, you sent me a video earlier, just literally 10 minutes before the show, of the typical types of voter suppression and intimidation tactics that are used
from a lot of Trump fans.
Where there was a woman who was in her car going to vote, and her car was surrounded by a bunch of Trump supporters. And
in what state, Sean Black? Because that's very important to know what state.
It doesn't look like New York. That's all I could say.
Okay. That's my point. We know it's not New York, but that's
well, understanding
point.
It was in a red state. It was in a red state. And but also, this isn't the first example of this stuff. We just saw in the news what happened on Friday where Joe Biden's campaign bus was surrounded by a caravan of Trump supporters and literally almost had an accident. They could have driven the bus off the road. We've seen caravans. There was a caravan. They cut off, I believe it was a bridge in Jersey. There was a caravan of Trump supporters' cars, 96 vehicles long. And this was on the news just yesterday. So
that sounds, Sean Black, like we would kill for this vote. We would kill to make sure he's president. You get what I'm saying?
Here's the reason why I bring this up. And I'm going to bring this up so that people can see the distinct difference in where I'm going with this.
Mm-mm-mm.
Had this been looked at as a Black Lives Matter protest of people doing the exact same thing, there would be so many people up in arms, literally saying, I can't believe it. They're violent protesters, and they said they're peaceful protesters, et cetera, et cetera. When the Biden bus was cut off, the president, who was already at a rally, literally said, well, they were just escorting Biden's bus and escorting him off, et cetera, et cetera. He's literally using his power and his influence over his supporters to literally intimidate.
Trump said, that's patriotic. That's patriotism. What they did was a patriot thing to do. They're fighting
and
for their country. Right?
And what have I told you before? That Oscar Wilde has always stated that patriotism is a virtue of the vicious. And every time you've heard this person use the word patriot, what have you seen followed by that word? I rest my case.
Aside from winning in football.
Well, they're not doing it this year, apparently those patriots aren't as vicious.
No.
But I digress.
And last night, Brother B brought up a good point to me about, a civil war that might brought up about should we worry about the Trump supporters if the results come out that Biden wins. So, Brother B, I know you were driving a truck yesterday for Trump supporters about to hit that bus, but what do you think about this so far?
Greetings and salutations, everyone.
See?
Go ahead. You can admit to us you were behind that wheel.
No, I mean, listen, all I can say is this. Come at me wrong, and I will legally kick your ass. That's all it's going to take. I don't expect anything to happen. But you always want to brace for impact. But the thing is this, if you're going to go out there and start trouble and just harass people, then expect to get your ass handed to you. And don't
cry for the cops or
anybody else.
You don't expect anything to happen over here or overall in the United States? Or you're talking about
I think there's going to be some people that's going to act up a little bit just because they can't. Because it's like, you got people out here, bullies. Bullies are bullies. And then all they want to do is just enact, fear. And I think it's sad. I think it's really sad. But it's like, what do you expect from the savages? See, I like this because it just shows the true nature of the individuals that call us names. Because if you look at that caravan, if you look at all these people, they don't look like me. They can't look like
me. I understand what you're saying, but we have not done anything like that. But we talked about this in the past. Should we be doing something like this to get our revenge, to get our equal rights? It's like, now they talk about Black Lives Matter versus the Proud Boys or the pro-Trumps starting a civil war.
The best thing, the only thing we can do is defend ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing is, like, we are not about revenge, because if that was the case, it would have been a war long time ago. You know what I'm saying? We're not about that. But, there are other people that... It's this whole Trump mentality, this whole mentality that's going on, it's been going on, it's ridiculous, and it doesn't make sense. You want to fearmonger for what? No, make America great again. It was never great. Or maybe if you think it was great, maybe you must have owned slaves or something like that. For the life of me, I just don't understand what's the purpose of fighting? What's the purpose of threatening people and saying, well, if Trump doesn't win, then, all hell's going to break loose. You're just basically gearing everybody up to to kick your ass when stuff hits the fan. Because there's no guarantee that you're going to get the win. Why? Because, like I said, man, all of this, even talking about it is just, it's annoying. Like, I'm not talking about this tomorrow night. So I'm going to let you know that right now.
I'm going to be unicorns and sugar, huh?
Hey, yo, you know what? I like that. Candy corn. Let's talk about candy corn.
That's one of the worst things on planet Earth.
I love candy corn.
But Brother B, to your point, I'm still thinking about candy corn. You know what? I'm
get the sugar
off. I'm
just
sorry.
Thinking about it.
I know, right? K-Dog, I lost my train of thought. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Hey, what's of course you lost your train of thought, man, talking about damn candy corn all the time. What's up, everybody? Let me just get to the chase. You know, in all the years that I could say that I've seen things, you know, growing up and all, I've seen elections come and go, but I ain't never seen, for the past 20 years, elections where, you know, where I've seen one party, and one of you brought this up earlier, one party is always trying to steal the election. I don't get it. It's like in the election of 2000, we saw what happened with Gore and Bush. I mean, that was just a disaster. And luckily, fast forward to 2008, when we finally saw an election where President Obama won the election, fair and square, of course, when he got reelected, and 2016, where everybody stayed home on election day, and Hot Rod heard me say this many times, where half of the country didn't even give a damn and decided not to vote, and the next day they're putting their hands to the air and screaming, "Oh my God, what the hell have we done?" Now,
Kato, you're breaking up a little. Kato, you're breaking up a little bit.
You can hear me clearly? Could you hear me clearly now?
No.
You're kind of in and out a little bit.
Wait a minute. Could you hear me now? Could you hear me now clearly?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Let me just state it again. Like, okay, 4 years ago during the election when people decided to
Kato, I'm sorry not to be rude. Can you call back? Because you're breaking up badly.
Oh, I'm breaking up? Right. Okay, hold on. All right,
yeah.
I'll call back.
All right. Well, to you, Brother B, no matter what side that you're on, why are people having altercations and fights over a party, over a president or former vice president? Basically, why are they fighting over people that they don't care about? You know, like, why are we having altercations overall? Because this is the American way.
Listen, of course. Come on, man. Look how they got here. You know what I'm saying? They were evil when they left their country. Well, actually, when they were ran out of their country, when England was like, "Yo, you gotta go." They were evil then, and what you thought they was gonna be nice now? No. Now check this out. Me personally, my look on it, I think they're afraid of Harris. I think they're afraid of a black woman, and taking over if anything happens to Biden. Because, you know, it's wrong to say it, but, you know, people say, you know, Biden doesn't look like he's going to last long. This is that third and blah, 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 blah. And there's still this fear of he's attached to Obama. So, you know, this dude is riling up that base. He's riling up them racists, you know, that are just like, nah, we can't have nobody else black in office or even around office unless they shine in shoes ever again. We can't have that. So now, you know, yeah, this is where they're at.
There's still another fear on the other end, too, as far as, let's say, God forbid, Trump gets a second term. Same thing can go for him. Will he survive the second term where we don't know anything about Pence? He never speaks. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what can we offer if he has to become president? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pence
doesn't
look like he'll just press
point.
A button and blow everybody up. That's it. Look, that's a Pence.
You heard me on this show many times say that I think Pence is actually much more dangerous than Trump. So,
yeah, he is.
And I think that that's the one thing, even though if we remember, like, the year before we started into this current election cycle, a lot of people thought that Trump was going to actually replace Pence with someone else as a running mate. just because of the negativity that was behind Pence and how boring he was, et cetera, et cetera. And I think the way that this ticket is why Pence has kind of solidified himself within Trump's base. I think that they look at him as literally the other half of Trump. If you're looking at right now the way that the election seems to be, what they're going after and the answer to Hot Rod's question, I think the reason why we're seeing all of this fighting and all of this defender, et cetera, it's literally like a boxing match. Everybody goes to their neutral corners, and they root for whoever their trainer is, and then they come out fighting, and then you break at the standing eight count. The difference is one person is going to try to go for the knockout, and the other person, when they get the standing eight count, is going to try to throw a cheap shot. And that's literally what this president has been trying to do for months. He's telegraphed all of his moves and everything that he's tried to do with all of the things that we've named. And we know now going forward that the people that are disenfranchised with politics and with who's running in office right now, those are the ones that are Trump supporters, the ones that hate the establishment and do everything that they can to cheer for Trump. They say the things that come out of their mouths, like the video that I sent Hot Rod earlier of one of these comedians that actually goes to a Trump rally and interviews some of the supporters. What do they say? Why do they think the way they do? And the things that come out of their mouths makes you want to just take your two fingers and shove them knuckle deep into your eye socket. The things that they're saying, one of them actually said that the reason why Trump is going to win is because of Obama. I said, wait a minute. Trump isn't running against Obama. Obama's not in the race. Yeah. He may be stumping for Biden, but this is not an Obama ticket. This is an Obama endorsement, but it's not the ticket. But this is what they're saying. And it's the fear. It's an ingrained fear that one, like we has all been alluded to, Kamala Harris being black and being a female, and we've heard the condescending tone that Trump takes towards any female that is not somebody that he wants to be around or wants to be like. And then also at the same time, you have to look at why they fear what's going on. They fear that whatever little power that they have is going to go away, that they're not going to be looked at in the same light anymore. And that's the problem.
All right, Cato, hurry up before Sean takes over again.
Yeah, well, I was saying before is that the great fear that a certain party has of people voting. And I've seen this. I'm like, man, in all the years that I've seen presidents come and go and all the years I've seen elections come and go, they have a great fear. And it's always coming from one party. Why is it one party is so afraid of people getting out to vote? And the thing is, we've seen this with the voter suppression. And now, you know, the more of these Trump, I call them Trump hooligans, are coming out here, you know, with all this rah-rah making noise and stuff, and people are just lining up at the polls and going to vote. And the thing is, it's making them mad. Like, why are you mad for? What's wrong with you? Why? People can't vote. Isn't this the American way? Isn't this a democracy that people have a right to vote?
But they have a right to vote. Not you.
Yeah.
They have
exactly,
a right to vote.
And this is what I'm getting to. Because you know what? A lot of people, like today, I received a message from two of my friends, and they were like, man, look at this. They showed what was going on in Texas where a Biden-Harris bus was being, like I call, from what I've seen, being bombarded by these Trump idiots. And they're making all this noise. And there was even another incident where Trump supporters attacked a woman who was videotaping them, and the police officers just stood by and did absolutely nothing. And the woman was white. That's the funniest thing about it. She was like, take a good look at these people. They got up in her face. They tried to snatch her phone. They cursed at her and all. And I'm like, man, things are really getting ugly. Like, you know, for those of us who love to watch fights or wrestling, now notice the guy who swears he's tough once he's getting beaten up pretty bad, once he throws a couple of punches and the other guy's really hitting him hard, he gets real mad and he wants to tear it up. But then after, the more he fights back, the more the other guy's beating him up. And the other guy will win.
Well, all right, my last Trump question, Lady T. Trump promised to bring the economy, to bring jobs back to America that, you know, we already know that's all baloney. But how can he bring jobs back to America, Lady T, if he can't control the pandemic, which is one of the reasons why millions of people lost their jobs is due to the pandemic, that we already know cases are rising up, records are being shattered, and most likely Dr. Fauci will lose his job after the election.
It's very, very interesting with everything that you just said, that at the debates and things like that, him as a businessman didn't have a structured business plan, like, you understand what I mean, for that.
Yeah.
How are we going to get rid of COVID? This is what I'm saying. Like, they're not taking things seriously and taking matters at hand to present it to the people to persuade them to go out and vote for him. Him as a businessman should have had that as the first thing on his list at the debates and take it seriously and show how he could get rid of COVID, how he could produce jobs and XYZ. But instead, he's petty and wanted to pick, you know, on Biden. So you see where the focus is? I don't see it. I don't see the economy, even with him winning, getting back. It may be even more destructive. I don't see it because he doesn't
I'm
even have a vision
that
for
Negro.
It.
Right, Lady T? I'm better than that Negro.
It's a shame.
You ain't
better than him. You should have been better. You have businesses. Oh, but a lot of your businesses went bankrupt. Let's not forget. So I wouldn't be surprised if the economy doesn't go bankrupt.
You know what? The economy already tanked because guess what? How, with all these people getting sick, well, you know, during this, here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and you know what? I hate to sound like, you know, I'm saying something of doom, but in reality, we're seeing the numbers going right back up, and that's the scary part about it. And here we have an idiot who's standing there, like, trying to make people, oh, yeah, we're going to find this pandemic is not, I'm going to bring us down. It's not doing this. It's not doing that. But meanwhile, you have a majority of people who are sick, and people are dying from it.
And I'm sorry to say, but and I don't want to sound like a Tupac song with the "We need a cure for cancer, cure for AIDS." You really think it's going to be a cure for COVID, or COVID going to keep going? Let's be realistic.
I'll keep going.
This is the same administration that's trying to rip healthcare away from people during a pandemic.
Exactly.
That have now, if you have COVID, you now have a pre-existing condition, which this president tried to take credit for with an executive order. And this is where his mindset is. Let me take credit for things that are already on the docket and then promise that we're not going to get rid of them. But then we're going to try to take care of the health care that provides the exact same thing that you said you cherish so much. This is the indictment.
But you know what, everybody? Think about it this. Look at it this way. Now, the people that are supporting him, who caught COVID from his rallies, by the way, he's taking things out away from them, too. Don't they feel
the
burn?
To that point.
They don't care. They can bounce back dollars and cents. They got money.
Why would they care? Listen, they don't care. Some of them are the biggest disease carriers ever. So I said it out loud. Disease is nothing to them. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't mean nothing. People are dying from it, and what do they care?
Well, you know what?
He's the same one who calls the state cowards.
But like I told Sean Blackhead, the people that died from COVID after went to the rallies, I'm sorry to say this or to sound real mean, good for them. They deserve it. You play with, like you always tell kids, don't play with the stove. When you play with the stove, you might get burned.
You're
gonna
get burned.
Right? And when they play with it, they get burned, right? So when you go to these rallies, don't want to wear masks, don't want to social distance, do whatever, don't take it for real. Look what happened.
Hot Rod.
Well, how many people
added?
Yes.
Added to your point, what a story that I brought up to you from, I believe it was July up until October. They talked about all of the rallies that Trump did in that span. and literally well over 700 people died from COVID-19 from those rallies. I forgot how many thousands of people cases were caught from that. So literally, this is the only president who's literally having rallies and is a death sentence potentially to go to his rally.
Exactly.
Think about that. That is the single biggest indictment of all, where he actually did a rally and left a bunch of people in the freezing cold.
Yeah.
While he got in his helicopter and flew off to the next rally and left people stranded because obviously Secret Service, et cetera, et cetera. And people literally had to go to the hospital. This is the kind of thing that is on the docket here. Forget about decency, all the other stuff. Whether you want this guy, who is literally denying the fact that there is a deadly disease in this country running rampant, including one that he and his family picked up. The entire West Wing of the White House is a ghost town because of the same virus. A lot of the people stumping for him have had the virus. This is the same one that keeps saying we're turning the corner. That's the guy you want to have lead your country, who has been threatening to fire the one guy that the entire United States actually believes in more than anyone else. Again,
but Sean Black, we talk about common sense. Millions of Americans
don't. Of course, we know that. Common sense
is
very low.
This is why we're in this situation right now. Well, we have a few minutes. We have 15 minutes left. I want to talk about the last situation. Unfortunately, about this Philadelphia shooting and riots again. Lately, always talk about mental illness all the time. Mental health is a very serious thing. I believe we all have it to a certain degree, some more than others. Lady, what was your thoughts about the guy that got shot by the cops, had a mental illness, that he had a knife in his hand? Do you think this is your story? He should have been shot in the leg, or different protocols should have been taken, the cops need to be training? What's your thoughts?
I was just about to say that with training, this goes back to with defunding the police. And putting certain monies in certain sectors, and they may have to do it if you ask me. I think mental health training definitely, especially after this pandemic, all of us are going to be somewhat a little bit broken. You understand what I mean? So how do you approach people with mental illness? Are they trained for that? That's the big question right there. So I do believe that there is going to be much more needed mental health training for them. I don't think they're ever prepared for a person with mental illness coming at them. I don't think they're ever prepared for it.
True. They never are.
Because from what I heard from the story, the family called the EMTs. They did not want the cops. Because, usually these type of situations, if you call the cops and you know your son or your child has mental illness or bipolar function, you call the cops, there's a good chance you're not going to see your child again. And we also saw the video of that guy being shot by the cops in front of their mother. And you know that's very painful for any parent to watch your child being shot by a cop for taking unknown reasons.
Real quick, first of all, in New York, when you call in an EDP, an emotionally disturbed person, they come in differently. Compared to if you were just calling the cops. That's number one. They come with an ambulance, and they come prepared to deal with an EDP. That's number one. Number two, these guys didn't even have tasers. These police officers didn't even have tasers. So the whole thing is their first instinct was just to grab the gun and shoot. And that was on them.
Yeah.
Training.
Brother B, how many times you heard a situation that the cops used tasers? It don't work. The guy still charged them with a weapon. How many times have you heard that story?
Yeah, I've heard it a few times, but, my whole thing is I'm of a different breed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe there's an escalation of a lot of force that should be used. And if you know the person is not in their right mind and they're an EDP, then I think you should do whatever it takes to make sure they survive. And you survived the encounter as well. But not, like I said, not everybody thinks on that level.
Kato?
These police officers are not properly trained to handle mental illness cases. I mean,
this right here was just a horrible tragedy that happened, and it's very unfortunate that another man lost his life like that in front of his mom. You know, they got to have something better than this. I mean, if you're dealing with mental illness, it's best to call a doctor, but the police, and these cops need to be trained on this, because too often this has happened. Way too
you can't
often.
You can't train them on stuff like that.
No,
it's too expensive. That's why they were talking about defunding the police and putting money towards, you know, other resources, because
exactly.
They can't show up to a situation and be everything all the time.
You want to know the ironic part
special,
about this?
Hold on, guys. Maybe they need a special task force then for that. Defund it, put a special task force in specifically for that. Maybe
there
they'll
need
to do
minute,
that.
Wait a minute, Lady T.
I said
are
it first,
to,
so
hold
I,
on.
I want
trying,
part on it.
No, but wait, are you trying to take my job? But wait a minute. Wait, Lady T, are you trying to take my job from me? Are you trying to say that we're incompetent?
I know
incompetent?
That'll be another thing, right? Oh,
it's the
come
ego.
On.
It's the ego.
You know that'll come with it. Yeah, right?
Of
so
course.
Sad.
Yep.
But the ironic part of that,
I heard your ego come out. Sorry. Go ahead.
The ironic part of that whole discussion is what you were saying as far as the police had no tasers. The reason why they had no tasers is because they said it was because of budget cuts. So the same budget we've seen in most of the country, the police have overbloated budgets. The police are literally the military in this country. And the only thing that keeps them from being the military is a military order from the president. If they are to be mobilized, they can be mobilized within 15 seconds. We saw that during the George Floyd protests. So we know where the budgets go.
Mm-hmm.
If the budgets were set in a way, which I find full of crap, if they were set in a certain way where they had the tasers to begin with, maybe, just maybe, this kid, this 27-year-old man would still be alive. And I only say that maybe because I know even with the tasers, it probably would not have ended in – it would probably ended the same way it ended there. But overall, the mindset behind defunding the police is another talking point that has been completely – the narrative has been completely changed and averted and urinated on by other people that took the meaning of what it was supposed to mean and tried to literally take power away from it. The same way that the narrative of the flag protests, we know what it was about and we know what it ended up being. Same thing here with the defunding the police. We know what the defunding the police movement is, of allocating funds and moving them and all the other stuff, which makes sense. But we know unless we get more stringent representation in that actually wants to do their jobs and actually take care of the local part of the situation, getting the local legislation in, then moving it forward nationally, we're going to have the same problems that we've been talking about for the last all 5 years, which is ridiculous.
Okay, and Brother B, this is my fun question. I meant to ask you this question months ago. A few months ago, you did a topic about snitching in the community, snitching, you know, black people snitching on each other all the time. What happened about snitching in a relationship? What happens if you're dating someone and you have a wife and you have your side chick and she threatens to snitch on you if you don't, you know, give her a diamond ring or something else, or you don't leave your wife for her? Basically, how do you handle a snitching in a relationship with a side chick?
Snip, wow. Snip. Snip, snip. Cut your ass off.
Cool.
No, my goodness.
Right off.
Wow.
There's other side chicks in the house, Brother B.
and if need be, I will get a police report. Say this person is 7:30, quarter to 8. I want to so don't come near me.
So the side chick wanted to tell your wife, now listen, if you break up with me, I will tell your wife everything about us.
You can sell what you want, but more nine times out of ten,
She gonna still be my wife, and you won't be alone.
Ouch! 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 That sounds like some soap opera type stuff.
And I'm gonna put you on blast on social media and tell them that, yo, leave her alone. Her feet stink, her breath stink, and she talks too much.
Oh,
I'm gonna put
God.
Your picture up and just have everybody leave
you
her alone.
Make memes out of her. Oh my gosh!
Wow.
But Brother B, why have to go there? Why did you have to be ugly like that?
What?
Why have to be this ugly for? Why should I just tell her, like, listen, it's over, party done, be gone, that's it. You snitch. Why
Hot Rod, those side chicks are crazy. You do know that, right? It don't work so softly with them. It don't work like that.
But what's
nah,
that?
Man,
you
listen,
need to know
you
your role.
You can't be nice. You be too nice all around. You be in cuffs somewhere, or some big dude named Big Jerry be smashing your head in. So why you messing with my sister?
Big Jerry.
Wow. Exactly. That's the, oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Okay. Lady T, anything like to add on?
Don't ask me nothing. I don't know nothing. I'm good.
I'm sure Sean Black would like to break it down step by step and bore me to death. But his Mr. Good.
I'm not
going to
break anything
so go
down. You guys are on your own. That's craziness, man. Big Jerry.
That's
I'm still trying to get over the Big Jerry part.
Big Jerry.
Oh, damn.
The Big Jerry right now.
Yeah. There are relationships out there that, you know, where they will get the big brother to come beat you up because the woman won't beat you. They get the brother to beat you up. So there's nothing wrong with that, right? You know?
Well, it depends on what story you feeding them. Because if you feeding them the right story that, yeah, I was his side piece and I threatened to do this and this and that, then it's like, well, nah, man, you can't do that. But if you're going to turn around and lie, then, you know, it's going
to
be what
she wants. She might turn around and lie like, listen, he hit me. Once you hear a big brother, hit my sister, you know it's on. You know
it's a wrap.
And as a big brother, I have to defend my sister and come after you and beat your ass.
Oh my goodness.
And you have to...
Even if you hate your sister, you still got your sister's back.
You know what?
Exactly.
Exactly. Because you know what? It's wrong for a man to hit a woman. So one of the biggest lies a woman can say, like, you know what, he hit me. That's it. I will get all my 10 boys to come after Brother B. So Brother B, after the show, please text me your man. Please text me your address, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Oh man.
Good grief.
I'm just saying. So on that note, tomorrow's the biggest night of the year. I don't know what to say about this election. Don't be surprised. Hopefully we don't talk about Trump for the next 4 years, but what's your pick for tomorrow? Who do you think will win?
I'm praying Biden wins. This country will never be the same if he doesn't. Mental health is about to strike all time high. That's all I have to say if he doesn't win.
Mm-hmm. Brother B, K Dog.
All I gotta say is that get out there and vote because it's time to send the Orange Madness packing his ass the hell up on out of here.
And Brother B.
I'm going for Biden. Lesser of the two evils.
Same here.
Listen, we as the people have survived worse. So this ain't gonna be nothing to us. Whether he wins or loses is not to us, but I don't know about the fragile egos of the other people who jumped out of windows and off buildings, you know, when the stock market crashed years ago. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But we good.
And Sean Black, if this election was clean, which we know it's not clean, do you think Biden will have a chance to win this all the way?
If this was a clean election, not only would I think Biden would win, I think he would win in a landslide. I think that most people look at Trump's base and they say, wow, his base. His base is relatively small compared to the rest of the country. Notice what I said, though. But notice what I said. In your question, what you said is if it was clean. Yeah. if it was clean.
Okay.
Notice what Trump has done around the election. So that's the reason why my answer won't fit in that scenario, if it was clean.
Okay.
What we think will actually happen is a completely different thing now. I think Biden will win. It's going to be a close one because it's going to come down to Pennsylvania, which is where all of this stuff looks like it's been set up anyway.
Hmm. All right. And on that note, Lady T, Brother B, K-Dog, Sean Black, good luck, God bless, stay safe, and thank you all. God bless us all.
Night,
God bless America.
Vote, everybody. Yeah. Vote.
Good night.
Good night,
y'all. The pleasure
y'all.
Was all yours.
Peace out.
Vote Red, man. Time.